الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. So far, this class has covered such topics or answers such questions as what are the principles of Islam? How does Islam view women or treat women? What does Islam say about justice? Are Muslim terrorists? What does Islam say about racism and how to prevent it? How can Islam help to improve the world, helping those in need or encouraging others to help those in need? Also, we talked about the minor signs of the Day of Judgment and also about mercy and forgiveness. And we also discussed about the character of a Muslim. And we discussed last week, which may have raised some eyebrows for some people, the plight of African-American women not having enough of African-American men available for them. And African-American women may be considering are encouraging to become polygamy or being part of polygamy or polygamous, meaning maybe becoming one of four wives and many more. Please call your friends to let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you along with paper and pencil for taking notes. And you can also use your paper and your pens to write down maybe some of the different verses and and also the chapters that I may mention along the way. But my preference, and allow you to go get your Quran, is that you go and get your Quran so that you'll be able to turn to the pages and the chapters and read along with me, because this is an Islamic studies class and not just a radio program broadcast, because I want you to learn about what Islam is and what Islam is not. And so you'll be able to, not that you're not an intelligent people, you'll be able to even speak more intelligently about the faith of Islam. And by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those new listeners are attendees to the class, and welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. We seem to more and more be turning our backs on Allah. Allah is basically our Almighty God, the creator of all that we see and all that we don't see. And many of our places of worship even seem to become more and more empty. Because when you go to your place of worship, is it becoming more empty and you can almost hear an echo inside of them, or are they becoming more and more filled? A lot of time, more than likely, many of our places of worship, unless you have a personality, a person who is an imam or a rabbi or a minister who has a personality that people are drawn to, and then you may have thousands upon thousands of people in mega churches and the like that are going to be there listening to the individual on have TV shows and the like. But the thing is, for the most part, many of the places of worship are empty. And it's a little bit, for me, that's a little bit frightening. Because sometimes what happening is, in some cases, good it seems to be evil, and evil seems to be good. Even sometimes people support those who are evil, and and really come down on those people who are good people are trying to do what is right. Many TV shows that you may see when a person is trying to be a good person, a right person, a righteous person, that TV show or that program doesn't stay on the air for too long. But if you have a lot of blood and guts and a liar on it, that kind of thing, intrigue, scandals, kind of things, then those programs usually stay on the TV for a longer amount of time because that's entertainment for people. But also it's also changing their paradigm, their thinking about what is good and right, and replacing what is good and right with what is evil and wrong. And so we see from this happens when we start to move further and further away from Allah and righteous behavior. And when you're talking about good becoming evil and evil becoming good, that may be a manifestation of that we are getting further and further away from God-like thinking, or thinking in terms of righteousness and doing what is right, and more so doing what is wrong, and that become our conscience and our behavior more so than what being a right person or doing what is right. And so today, a topic I want to talk about is what happened to those who disobey Allah, those who disobey Almighty God. And so I have a long history about this particular thing. I won't go into every little detail, but I'm going to talk about it from an Islamic perspective. And the Islamic studies class lesson is a warning to all that if we keep disobeying Allah, we may be destroyed by Allah like those nations before us. So you may say, Imam Amin, what do you mean by those nations before us? Allah says in chapter 4, the 131st verse, again, hopefully you have your Quran with you, and that's chapter 4, the 131st verse, and he says, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He directs the people to the people of the book before you, now direct you also to fear Allah in your dealings with one another. But if you disobey, you will do so at your own risk, or you will do so at your own risk. For Allah owns all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. And so we see from this, Allah has control over everything, what is in the heavens and the earth, and what is between them. Also, Allah directed the people of the book before us, meaning those people, Jews, Christians, whomever it was, before us, or those nations before us. And now he's also directing us to do the same thing. And if you obey or we disobey Allah, we will do that at our own risk. Now, what happens to those who disobey Allah and his prophet? Because we have to obey Allah and obey his messenger. And so now in chapter 73, verse 23, it says, that's again in chapter 73, verse 23, and it says, my mission is only to deliver what I receive from Allah and make his messages known. As for those who disobey Allah and his Rasul, meaning his messenger, they shall be put in the fire of hell to live therein forever. So the message of the messengers and the prophets is deliver what Allah gave to them. The messages that Allah gave to them in the Quran, in the Torah, in the Bible, the beautiful messages in these books, the original form, not any change by any kind of man or woman, by a human being, is that they deliver this message to the people. And those people who disobey Allah and disobey the messengers, their abode, their homes will be in the fire of hell. Now, it's also mentioned by one of the prophet's companions. He said, whoever obeys me obeys Allah. And this is said by the prophet, whoever obeys me obeys Allah, and whoever disobeys me disobeys Allah And we know that we are supposed to follow the prophets and follow the messengers. And as the Prophet Muhammad, he said, whoever disobeys me, whoever obeys me rather, obeys Allah. And whoever disobeys me, disobeys Allah. So we are to follow the last prophet sent to mankind and obey what he tells us to do. And if we obey him, we're obeying Allah. And if we disobey him, we disobey Allah. It is also said by another companion of the prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him. He said, I heard Anas say, the messenger of Allah, he said, the major sins are associating others with Allah, disobeying one's parents, killing a soul, meaning murder, and also speaking falsely. But these are like major signs. One is so that we associate partners with Allah, that we say this person or that person or this thing or that thing is equal to Allah, and also that we praise that person and we worship that individual. This thing is one of the major signs of sin, or major types of sin. Also disobeying our parents and killing a people, and also speaking falsely, meaning lying. These are all some major sins that a human being can commit in our lives. And don't think that because you do these things, they go no one's going to know about them. Because Allah can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night, so he know all that we do. We each have angels, one angel on our right shoulder and one angel on our left shoulder. The angel on the right shoulder write down our good deeds, and the angel on the left shoulder write down our bad deeds, because they are the recording angels. And Allah is very aware what we do and what we say. And we out there lying to people, that's written down. We out there killing people, that's written down. We disobeying our parent, that is written down. And also, if we associate anything with Allah, that also is written down. Now, why were we created? Sometimes people get in this, they say things like, man, why am I here? Why was I created? What's my purpose in life? Well, let me clear that up for you right now. And it says in chapter 51, verse 56. Again, that's chapter 51, verse 56 of the Quran. And it says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And that was the Arabic, and I'll translate it into English, and it says, and I, Allah, created not jinn. The jinn is like an unseen being created by Allah, and mankind, except that they should worship me alone. This is the purpose of us as human beings. He created us to do nothing more than worship him. Of course, we're going to live, take care of our family, that kind of thing. But that is our purpose in life, is that we worship Allah. Now, let's look at the outcome of those who disobey Allah, or Almighty God. Allah is a fair God. He warns people before he sends down his destruction. He sends the prophets and messengers to mankind to warn them. When mankind goes off the straight path, the prophets and messengers come to them, and they give them a warning to get back on the right path, that you are going astray from the straight path towards Allah, or towards Almighty God. And so, one of the forms that a warning that Allah sent to us, because he loves us, he sends the warning of the prophet. He don't say, okay, let people just go off the path, and then, okay, I'm just going to destroy them. No. He has sent a messenger or a prophet to help guide people back towards a straight path. They go back off the path and send him another message to guide the people back on a straight path. He's being a fair and just God. So we will have no excuse when we meet him on the day of judgment and say, oh God, you didn't send anyone to us to guide us on a straight path. Yes, we went astray, but you needed to send someone to us. No. On that day, there will be no excuses and no room for excuses. Allah sends book to us for us to read and to follow. He sends messages to us and prophets to us that we for us to be leaders and us to follow them. So it'll be no excuse on the day of judgment for us to say, oh Allah, I did not know that I was off the straight path. And now you're listening to this radio program, you're in the Islamic studies class, and now you know. Because I'm telling you, and on the day of judgment, I will bear witness against you or for you pertaining to the information that I give to you. And you will be able to bear witness against me or for me that for the information I'm giving to you today. Now, there is a verse in the Quran, the 77th chapter, the 16th through the 19th verse. Again, that's the 77th chapter. The 16th through the 19th verse. And it says, did we not destroy the former people? We shall follow them up with those of latter day. Thus do we deal with our corporate, or the ones who are corrupt. Woe to that day, to the deniers of truth. Those people who are corrupt, Allah, he destroyed the former people before us. And that those people will know on a day of judgment, where they say, whoa, on this day I was corrupt. We were corrupt. Now on this day we had to pay for our corruption. So Allah does not let us let those people just keep wrong, doing wrong and wrong and wrong. He got rid of those people because they disobeyed him. They did not follow their prophets. They went against their prophets. And so let me read some things from the Quran that talk about this kind of thing about those before us who disobeyed Allah. Now in chapter 14, verse 9. Again, that's chapter 14, verse 9. Please turn to that in your Quran. And it says, has it not come to you the news of those before you? The peoples of Noah, Ad, and Thamud, and those after them. No one knows them but Allah. Their messengers came to them with clear signs, but they returned their hands to their mouths and said, surely we deny what you have been sent with, and surely we are in doubt to what you call us towards. Him with we are in doubt. And so in this particular verse, it talks about the people of Noah, the Ad people and the Thamud people, and also of course the people after them, and that they basically were saying, surely we deny what you have been sent. They deny the messages that were sent by Noah, and also the people who are the Ad people and the Thamud people. That's Thamud, Thamud people. These particular group of people, or these particular nations, they deny their prophets. They did not listen to their prophets. So Allah, he destroyed these nations. And now we know what we are doing here. We know what is our purpose. We know why we were created and put on earth. It is only so that we can live as in slavehood to Allah, so that we can dedicate ourselves to him. One reason why we do so is because we yearn for him. We love him. He is so tremendous and magnificent and pure that we want to be near him. We do not want anything other than him. And another reason why we live for him is to show our gratitude to him for his countless favors and gifts upon us. Now we would think that it would be easy. You would think that most of mankind will make the choice to live with him or live for him. But sadly, it is not so. Most people turn away. Most people choose instead to live only for themselves. Most people become arrogant and heedless. There is in this verse, or the verses that I read, it tells us about such people so that we can take a lesson from them, so that we can make the effort not to ever become like them. Realize from here that a struggle needs to be made. If we do not, then we will fall just like they did. If we do not try, then we will repeat their mistakes. Allah begins by asking us a question. He asks us if the news of those before us has come to us. There are people. There were nations, nations who lived on this earth before us. There were those who were faced with the very same test that we have. They were also given this choice: the nation of Noah, the Thamud, and also the Ad are a perfect example. They were great nations, mighty and powerful. They number in the thousands, if not millions. They built great civilizations. They had the most advanced technology of their time. The people of Thamud, for example, actually built their cities into mountains. Can you imagine a civilization thousands of years ago being able to carve out of solid stone? Such was how mighty they were. But they were not great in and of themselves. No, rather they were great because Allah had made them great. They were powerful because He had made them powerful. Everything that they had was only what He had given them. He chose to make them into who they were in order to test them. The test was to see if they would be grateful or not, to see if they would submit to him or not. Notice also how Allah describes all these nations as those who were before us. This description of theirs is key. They were the people who had already come and gone. They have already lived this life that we are living. They had the same tests. They had the same temptations. They were faced with the same choice. So we have to remind ourselves again that in what happened to them, in what they did, this is a lesson for us, and that we are very fortunate. Know that we are blessed because we have their example. We have what they did not have. How foolish then will we be if we did not look to their stories? How foolish will we be if we do not change our ways based on the lessons that we learn? He has been so merciful with us, far more than we can ever imagine. Every nation understand, my listeners, my students, every nation will fall hard if they disobey Allah. Now, what happened to those nations that disobey Allah? I have mentioned Noah. And so let's look at some of the ayahs, or what we call the verses in the Quran pertaining to this great man. So we're going to go to chapter 11, verses 36 to 7. That's chapter 11, verses 36 to 7. And we're going to look at Prophet Noah. And it says here that, "And it was revealed to Noah, none of your people will believe now, other than those who have already believed. So do not grieve at their evil deeds. Build an ark under our supervision in accordance with our revelation. and be aware, or be aware not to plead with me on behalf of those who are wrongdoers, for they are all to be drowned in a flood. And we see from this, for 950 years, Prophet Noah, he preached to his people, obey Allah, obey God, obey God, obey God. But yet his people did not obey God. They refused to adhere to his plea to come back to the straight path, to get what we say in Arabic, Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. These people refused to do so. And Noah, he preached for them, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 10 years. He preached for 950 years to his people to come back to the straight path to Allah. And so Allah drowned his people. And also the eight people. It says, again, in chapter 11, on the 59th, the 60th verse, and it says, such were the people of the age. They denied a revelation of their Rabb, meaning their Lord, disobeyed their Rasul, meaning their prophet, and followed the command of every stubborn oppressor. They were followed by a curse in this world, and a curse they shall be on the day of judgment or resurrection. Be aware. Or beware, A denied their Rub. Beware, gone are A, the people of Hud. Hud was one of the prophets of Allah. And it says here, they follow the commands of every stubborn oppressor. Is that they follow their people, the people who were their oppressors, the ones that refused to obey Allah. They followed them, and they accepted what those people had told them to do. And so we don't want to be disobedient people and end up like these people and be destroyed, like the poor people of Noah, and also these people who also the people of Aid who are destroyed. And we don't even hear about them anymore. Aid is A-D, spelled. And we don't even know anything about those nations that were destroyed. And also the same thing for the Thamuz people. These same people, they were strong and they were mighty people, but they too were destroyed by Allah, and we hear nothing about these nations. And we must hold fast and not be destroyed like those people were destroyed. And we also know about the people of Lut, a lot, and how they also were destroyed because of the behavior they participated in. And these are nations that we don't hear anything more about because of their destruction, because they disobey Allah and refuse to obey Allah. And we don't want to be like those people. We want to obey Allah and obey his messenger. And the last messenger said to mankind was Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And so you do not want to be like those people that disobey Allah and Allah destroy those people. So study, my respected students, about the people before us, the nations before us, and what they did to become destroyed. And we don't want to become destroyed like any of these people, to include the people of Moses and the Pharaoh who thought he enslaved the people. He killed the children of Israel. And also he thought that he was the prophet. And he also was, again, destroyed like these other nations were destroyed. And so please, my students, please obey Allah and obey his messenger. You have been listening to The Islamic Faith in Focus. I have been your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.